these lion's-mane jellyfish, they're likely to appear at more of our beaches in the coming weeks, actually. And of course, the good weather means that more people are enjoying our beaches, so more jellyfish are actually spotted as a result. But so this influx that people are referring to at the moment, to some extent, at a lot of our popular beaches, certainly they've become more plentiful in Irish waters. But you'll know them if you see them. Their name is a hint, of course, the lion's mane. The bell of these jellyfish, it can be actually up to about 6 feet in diameter. And, of course, they have hundreds of tentacles as well. So if at all possible, people should really swim at lifeguarded waterways, where the lifeguards that are trained by Irish Water Safety actually patrol the bathing area between the red and yellow flags, and they keep an eye out for these lion's mane jellyfish. And if an area becomes hazardous, then the lifeguards will raise the red flag. And, of course, it's really important to tell children to stay away from them and don't let them poke them, because the stings remain potent for a number of days afterwards. So, and the lion's mane, it's also known as the giant jellyfish, or the hairy jellyfish as well. So it's the largest species, actually. It's got a range that's confined to cold waters of the northern Atlantic primarily, but it lives for about 12 months or thereabouts, and they stay near the surface because they depend on the ocean currents. And the reason they're most often spotted really in late summer is because they've grown. So it's not like they're not there. They're just growing bigger. People are out enjoying the weather, and so they're spotted as they grow. So in terms of treatment, the advice really is, of course, primarily do not rub the infected areas. The venom can spread, and it can cause nausea. It can cause vomiting and respiratory duress, if you like, or distress. The stings can actually be, and they are, quite severe, and in rare cases can cause this anaphylactic shock as well. So really, there are a couple of steps in terms of cleaning the sting with seawater, not with the popular myths of urine and fresh water, and then remove the barbs from the skin. And when doing so, it's important to use a gloved hand, for example, you know, or use a cloth, and discard the glove afterwards, because, as I say, the spines are sticky and the sting remains potent. So rinse with seawater. Apply horticortisone cream, and of course, if the patient seems in any distress, heavy breathing, and it's important then at that stage to seek medical advice, of course.
And is this uncommon for this time of year, or do we usually see this?
Well, a lot of people are referring to this influx at the moment, but the lion's mane jellyfish is always there. And in terms of they come down from colder waters of the northern Atlantic, and they remain near the surface of the water. They've been spotted all around the country now at this stage, and they depend on ocean currents. So the ocean currents are bringing them to the beaches that are popular now at this time of year. And of course, they're most often spotted at this time of the summer, the late summer, because they've grown bigger throughout the summer, and of course more people are enjoying our beaches. So that's why it's so important to use lifeguarded waterways, because the lifeguards are trained to look for dangers, and these dangers include these lion's mane jellyfish. So they patrol and they make sure to put up the red flag if, for example, there's a bloom of jellyfish in the area.